The KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene. Well, a late afternoon incident on Christmas Eve claimed the life of a pedestrian in Amador County. According to reports, a pedestrian was struck and pronounced dead at the scene just before 4:30 on Sunday evening while walking along Highway 88 just west of Sunset View Cemetery. The driver of the vehicle was taken to Sutter Amador Hospital by ambulance. The highway was closed for about 45 minutes while emergency crews cleared the roadway. The identification of the pedestrian has not yet been released pending notification of next of kin. The CHP is investigating.
Well, an afternoon of last-minute Christmas shopping disrupted by a fender bender Saturday afternoon at the intersection of Trade Center Drive and Highway 49 in Martell. According to reports, at around 1:30, a sedan and pickup collided at the intersection. There were no injuries reported, but traffic was backed up for about 35 minutes as emergency crews cleared the intersection. CHP investigating the incident.
Well, after a long and at times intense second meeting last week, Calaveras County Board of Supervisors were still unable to pass a permanent ordinance to replace the county's urgency ordinance on commercial cannabis grows. The current set of rules set to expire early next year. At a special meeting on Thursday that lasted almost 9 hours with plenty of public comment and back and forth between the five supervisors, the board voted 3-2 to direct staff to rewrite a regulatory draft with direction provided by the board and bring back a draft alternative of an all-out ban at a special meeting after the first of the year. Supervisors Gary Toffanelli, Dennis Mills, and Clyde Clapp all voted in favor, while Board Chair Mike Oliveria and District 2 Supervisor Jack Garamendi opposed. With the meeting being moved into next year, that means that Board Chair Oliveria will be replaced at the next scheduled board meeting, which is January 9th, the day before the special meeting will take place. The next cannabis special meeting is set for January 10th, 9 a.m. in the supervisor's chambers at Government Center, San Andreas.
Well, if you lost money to a scammer who had you pay using Western Union between January 1st, 04 and January 19th of 2017, you can now file a claim to get your money back. All this the result of a suit brought by Federal Trade Commission against Western Union. For years, scammers have pretended to be family members in need of cash or law enforcement, demanding payment, even utility companies. Now, another scam involves sending money in order to receive a large cash prize. The scammers tell people to send the money through Western Union. To qualify for a possible cash settlement, you must submit your claim before February 12th, 2018, or by February 12th. Now, to get the claim form online, go to ftc.gov/WU. You can file the claim even if you don't have any paperwork to show you sent the money or you never reported the scam. The key is that the money you sent to the scammers must have been sent using Western Union. Again, the website is ftc.gov/WU.
And the Ione Police Department is currently recruiting for its Volunteer Patrol program. Volunteer Patrol officers are local community members who want to use their skills and experience to assist the Ione Police Department in providing services to the public while giving the member the personal satisfaction of performing a valuable benefit to the community. When on patrol, volunteer patrol officers act solely as extra eyes and ears that the police can count on to make Ione a safer place to live and work. Volunteer patrol officers also assist in performing officer duties within the Ione Police Department. They are not sworn peace officers, though. Now, you must live or work within the city of Ione, be at least 18 years of age, and not convicted of a major criminal offense. Now, for more information, contact the Ione Police Department.
Well, this holiday season, Amador County residents stepped up for the annual Sheriff Toy Drive by donating tens of thousands of toys for local kids in need. Close to 30,000 toys were donated by locals and distributed in the early morning hours, December 16th, at St. Salva Mission. Now, the monumental collection drive this year, largely due in part to the Matt Scott Jackson Motors Toy Drive, where about 12,000 toys were collected in just one day. None of this would be possible without all the volunteers from the Argonaut football team and cheerleaders, staff from Mule Creek, the sheriff's office, and private citizens. Now, besides serving our community, there was enough toys to even fill a box for a church mission in Mexico, facilitated by Mule Creek Correctional Officers. Next year will mark the 20th anniversary of the toy drive. Members of the Sheriff's Department thank the community for truly making Christmas magical for our community.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning. It is the 26th day of the month of December. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.